The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Amber Heard revealed years of abuse she endured by her ex-husband Johnny Depp in new court documents filed in response to his $50 million defamation lawsuit against her. The actress referred to Depp as the monster multiple times in the court filings and claimed that he wouldn't remember the abuse due to his excessive drinking and drug use. At their L.A. apartment in December of 2015, the former Pirates of the Caribbean star grabbed Heard by the hair and throat, slapped her in the face, and screamed, "I'll effing kill you, you hear me?" He allegedly dragged her on a bed and began punching her head, breaking the bed frame in the process. She said Johnny would often not remember his delusional and violent conduct after he came out of his drunk or medicated states. And because I love Johnny, I believed his multiple promises that he could and would get better. I was wrong. BTS's new album will be released today and will feature a collaboration with Ed Sheeran. The song is called Make It Right and is described as a delicate collaboration. The album also features a collaboration with Halsey, and BTS hinted at the Ed Sheeran collaboration in December with a teaser image of Suga working on the song and tagging Ed Sheeran in the post. Emma Stone is hosting SNL this weekend, and she was talking last night to Jimmy Fallon about watching BTS do their soundcheck because they're the musical guest this weekend.
I just saw their soundcheck today and I involuntarily screamed.
Right?
No, I'm actually not kidding. It came out of my body. I was like, there's like a chemical reaction
dude,
that happens.
Yeah, dude,
they're incredible.
Right.
Shark Tank star Kevin Mr. Wonderful O'Leary is not exactly happy with Magic Johnson quitting the Lakers. He thinks that this is a huge mistake.
He made a decision, which I think was the wrong one.
But it could be good because now perhaps you could help the Lakers and get them more players and not getting told for tampering, I was thinking, perhaps.
Lakers are in chaos. The opportunity is to stay on board during chaos and fix it. And
I think he was about to say, I think he made a huge mistake leaving. The Olsen twins have announced that their clothing line will be officially sold at Kohl's. Kohl's made the announcement that they will be carrying the Elizabeth and James line and said the apparel, fragrances, handbags, and accessories from the line will be sold in stores this next holiday season. Coming up in less than an hour, the best parts of Kim Kardashian's 73 Questions with Vogue.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.